Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Today I have $1,000 to transform my backyard into a restaurant, and I'm going to be competing against my dad.
And I have $1,000 to transform my patio into a restaurant. We'll have 5 hours to build a top-tier restaurant from scratch. But this is not going to be an easy challenge because we're both going all in, not just with food, but also with prep.
Oh my! You don't know what else is waiting for you over here.
Game on, Salish.
Game on.
When the time runs out, hungry customers will pour in and a real food critic will decide who has the best restaurant. And the winner gets, you know,
wait,
it's coming.
Wait, no, Dad, don't say that.
The Matter Cup. Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, bro. The only reason I'm doing this is because if I win, then you have to make me dinner for a week.
Yeah, but if I win, you have to make me dinner for a week.
Yeah, whatever. I have a plan. I gotta go.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Come on, Kong, let's go.
Okay, well, you know what? We gotta go too. She thinks she's the only one with a plan. I got a plan. Let's go. Each of us gets an outdoor flat grill to use to prepare our food, and that's it. We do not get to use the kitchen to cook.
My plan is to make a 5-star hibachi restaurant, and I've got a very special guest to help me with that.
My plan is to make the best burger in LA so the critic gives me a great score. The problem is I don't know how to make a great burger, but I know somebody who does. There's a restaurant called Proudly Serving, and they have an incredible smash burger.
Right at the Marriott in downtown LA, and there's a hibachi restaurant. My surprise guest is somewhere around here. Where are they?
Sandwich.
Oh, this is Nick DiGiovanni. He's the most popular chef on YouTube, and he's gonna teach me how to make a 5-star hibachi meal.
I'm gonna try at least. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, come on into my kitchen.
Da-da-da-da! Best burgers in LA. The only thing, I haven't actually asked for permission, so I gotta convince them to teach me how to make their one and only smash burger. Let's go. Hi, how are you? Crazy question. Are you a parent?
Yeah, I'm a 5-year-old boy.
Dad to dad. Okay. Dad to dad. I need to beat my daughter in this competition. We got a food critic coming at the end of the day. If you could teach me how to make an awesome smash burger, I could maybe win this competition.
You sold me.
Actually,
let's do it.
Really? Let's go.
Yes.
Let's okay. I'm gonna serve smash burgers today.
Before we serve all our guests, we need to learn how to cook and at least how to build a restaurant.
First, you're gonna need an apron. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's three very important things that you need to be thinking
about,
okay? The first one, atmosphere.
You mean vibe? Bro, how old are you?
The vibes. I don't know the slang sometimes. For the vibes, make everything look expensive.
Wait, I gotta get my notes.
Make it look like someplace that people wanna come and actually eat, okay?
Okay.
Second thing, the service. Look at me carefully. Remember, customer is always right.
Customers can be wrong.
I don't know what to do with you.
Okay.
Now, this is very important. You need a name for your restaurant. What's the name?
Buy My Food. Don't worry, I'm gonna make it sound French. It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be like moi, foo. It's a work in progress. It's gonna take a little bit.
That's okay. You'll think of it as you go.
Yeah.
Number three, the food. That is, to me, the most important thing. You can have the ugliest restaurant, but
if you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
The food is delicious. Nothing else really matters.
Food matters.
So you got a double smash burger, cheese, pickles, and a special sauce, right?
And this one has griddled onions in there as well.
And you're gonna teach me how to do this?
Yes, let's
Amazing.
Do it.
Amazing. Oh, if the food critic likes burgers, I'm gonna win this thing.
Training begins now. A little bit of oil onto the top.
Wait, I'm not ready yet.
We're gonna start with the food that is the largest.
Ew.
What? It's a beautiful filet mignon. Look at it.
I forgot to tell you, my restaurant is vegetarian hibachi.
Watch the principles. If you can get the basics, you can get everything.
Okay, okay.
There should be salt all over. It's okay if you even get a little bit on yourself. Vegetables, you're gonna like these. Here we go, 3, 2, 1.
We're gonna get two patties on a very hot griddle. All we do is salt.
Two patties and salt.
Now we're gonna do the smashing. Okay. As soon as that meat starts coming out at the end, we're good.
Okay, oh wow. All right. Here we go.
Ah, there you go, that was perfect.
Okay.
One slice of American on each patty.
Okay, one slice.
Onion volcano. The visual, the experience is so important
onion
for people.
Onion volcano.
Okay. Put this down, a little bit of oil.
What's that?
I can't tell you, that's my secret ingredient.
I kinda need to know.
Look at that, see that? Don't be afraid of the flame either.
You're touching it. I kinda need to know the secret sauce if I'm gonna make the thing.
Well, some stuff has to stay a secret.
Okay, so I take that and I put it on top of that?
All right, there you go, see what you got.
Okay.
You're good. Not ideal. I'm not sure if he's ready to do this.
I can do it.
Dude, you are overcooking it.
Okay, let's
get that off the grill.
Okay, got it. Okay, now what?
Right here, right on top of this mustard. Steady.
I'm just like, it's not wanting to come off. Why is it not?
Oh boy.
If you're a vegetarian, why don't you just make some vegetable fried rice?
Okay.
Rice goes down, okay? Throw it on there.
It's a lot of rice.
A blend of sesame seeds. This is gonna give us all kinds of umami, okay?
What's umami?
Umami is savory. That flavor comes from things like the crust on a steak. Look, if I flip this over, look at the browning that I got on this. That's flavor, that's what that is.
You mind if I fix this a little bit?
I don't mind.
All right, so you mentioned you have a food critic judging this?
Yeah.
It's gonna have to look a little bit prettier than this.
Okay, that was my bad.
Special sauce.
What's in it?
If I told you.
I gotta make the sauce for my meal tonight.
Special.
And remember, it's always important that with hibachi, you need to have fun presentation. Now, get out of here.
Okay.
Don't forget your hibachi uniform.
Okay, thank you.
She's cooked.
Oh, come on, let go.
Yes.
Thank you so much. You got any advice before I go?
I would say put some gold wrapping on that, and I think you have it in the bag.
Gold wrapping, is that a thing?
Yeah, you get it at Michael's.
Okay, I'll do it. Awesome, let's go, all right, thank you again. Everybody eat it, proudly serving, they're awesome, thank you.
I'm just a little bit confused, but I think I got it.
Okay, this is incredible. Salish has no idea what she's doing, and I've already gotten a lesson on how to make the ultimate golden smash burger. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna call Salish to see what she's doing. It says she's in downtown LA. Okay, I'm calling her.
My dad's calling me. Colin, I can't have him know it. I'm doing. Okay. Hi, Dad.
Hey, little girl. What are you doing in downtown LA?
Nothing.
Listen, it doesn't matter. I want you to know I am so prepared to beat you this time. The food critic is going to love what I'm doing.
Okay, bye.
No, you're not gonna win.
I'm gonna win, bye.
I'm going to do, say, she hung up on me. Good, we got a lot to do, let's go.
We gotta go and start making food.
I gotta go to Target right now to get the food, and then I gotta go to Michael's and find a gold wrap that's edible that I can make a golden hamburger, because if I can do that, that's actually super sick.
We gotta get a couple things. Nick said the vibe has to be amazing, service has to be amazing, and the food obviously has to be good. What can we get for that?
I don't know.
Let's go to Home Decor.
Now I'm in Target. I need to get something to wear. I need to get all the utensils for grilling, and I need to get food, so come on. We gotta go, Ari. And I think those are pretty much the items I need to impress the food critic. But what I didn't expect is that Salish would be in the exact same Target at the same time.
I think we should get a clock, because a clock will like tell people like hurry up, like get out of here.
Burgers, okay. I need the press thing to smash. It has the sear, come on. Let's go, okay, got my burger kit.
Oh, we need plants. I like this one and this one. And if people are taking a long time, I'm like that. Okay.
Say, what's your vibe?
Like, a clean, expensive hibachi. I think that's what the food critic will like.
I only have a few hours and $1,000 and a grill, so what I'm gonna do is the best backyard cookout, messy, cheap Burger Shack vibe, you know, nostalgic. So I'm gonna go with like a bright, colorful paper plate. You would never use like a nice plate in a burger joint, use paper plates.
Let's get utensils.
Next, food, the most important part, and I just found the ultimate burgers for smashing. Let's go, hurry, come on, come on. Medium cheddar, I'm stressing out. There's such a hurry. What in the world would Salish be doing right now?
What if we get a basket, and then we put a bunch of like blankets and pillows in it in case they want to be like warmer?
I like that.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah, that's comfy.
Is this one good? And we'll get a gray one so they like match?
Yeah, it's perfect.
I bet.
Hamburger dill pickles, ketchup, and mustard. This and this. The bun is super important. I'm gonna get a bunch of these, and then I'm gonna have to wrap this with gold. Wait, Chick-fil-A sauce? I could call it special sauce. I'm gonna put tape over this and call it Jordan special sauce. Matter Cup is mine. Salish is making me 3 meals a day every day for a week, and I'm gonna be super picky.
Say, have you ever cooked on a grill before?
No, but I got it. It's easy. You just go like,
you know, you need a propane tank to fuel a grill, right?
What's that?
Exactly.
Okay, well, we'll add that onto the list. I think I've gotten enough stuff for the vibe. Now it's time to get stuff for the actual hibachi. Let's go. We need rice, vegetables.
It's crazy how close we are to each other right now. And whoever finds out that we're in the same Target at the same time will clearly have an advantage with this challenge. I'm almost done shopping. I got my outfit. I got everything I need. And Salish, I'll bet she's still floundering in downtown LA. I'm gonna win this thing so easy. Madacup is mine.
Colin, Rowan! My dad is right there. So I need to go get a new cart and get ingredients. Can you just get the rest of the stuff for the checkout?
I have to buy it.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go classic chip, man. It's all I can do. I'm afraid this is the wrong decision. I'm stressed out about it.
I don't want my dad to see anything that we buy, so that's why I sent Rowan with the decoration cart away. Now we got an empty cart for all the ingredients, but I'm gonna go try and spy on my dad to see what he's planning. Colin, be low key.
But I just think classic for a restaurant would have nice chips.
He's getting chips.
That's not very fancy.
No.
May I ask you, sir?
He's talking to the guy right now. He's telling him everything.
I'm stressing out. I'm making smash burgers, and I have to win a contest, and I need chips to go with the burger. What chip would you recommend?
Say, come back. Come.
Find a cereal.
What are you doing? Salish. What are you, Salish? What are you, what, Salish? What are you? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Why are you here?
I need to get a new lip gloss. You said he told me. Who told you?
Have you been spying on me this whole time? Well, where were you? Tell me where you were. I'll say where I was.
Okay, bro.
Uh-oh. Wow.
We found a car. Okay. Yo, Rowan, just bring the blanket, please. Oh, Rowan. Hey, you think you and I can hide everything that I'm getting?
I hear Salish talking, so I'm going to go spy on her now.
We just said sparkling water really quick.
She's getting sparkling water.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What ingredients does he have?
I was looking for, I'm just getting something to miss. No.
Are you making burgers?
No, nothing. Nothing. No. What do you need sparkling water for, say?
Okay. No.
Why do you need sparkling? Oh, jeez. Fine, I'll see you when I get home.
All right, I got this. Okay, let's start off with vegetables.
This is gonna be such an easy win for me. She doesn't have anything. She hasn't figured anything out. She doesn't know how to cook. She's going to the candy aisle. Meanwhile, I'm gonna make the ultimate smash burger. Let's go.
Carrots, peppers.
Peppers. We need rice.
Oh yeah, and we need eggs.
Ooh, these are best eggs.
No, but these ones that, like, chickens are raised humanely.
Let's go, come on, Ari. I looked online, there's only a few gold strips left. I need at least 10 of them, so I gotta do it in a hurry before they sell out, because honestly, the gold thing, that's my whole hook, right?
Let's get jasmine. He had, like, a special kind of oil. Okay, let's get olive oil, but let's also get, like, coconut oil, just in case.
Next, Michael's.
Oh, we need spices. Salt, pepper, and garlic.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
We gotta go. Let's hurry.
Are you Team Jordan? You are actually, wait, what? You know, right now I'm competing against Salish. We're each building a restaurant. We have a food critic coming at the end of the day, and one of us is gonna win the Matter Cup today.
I feel like you're gonna win.
You think so, Ashley?
Salish, I'm sorry.
Nick taught me how to do hibachi. I'm gonna be amazing at it.
Say, I saw your notes, dude. There's.
He taught me how to do it. I got all the things. I'm gonna check out, gonna get back to the house, set up the restaurant, and I'm obviously gonna win.
It is edible gold sheets, finest gold beef. Wait. Edible, right there. Look, says this is genuine edible gold for only $8. Okay, come on. I got my gold sheet. I'm gonna wrap my burger with it. Matter Cup is mine. Let's go, Team Jordan.
Say, are you gonna like make banners for the name?
Yeah.
What was the name again?
Bois moi fou.
What does that mean?
Buy my food.
I don't have much time. I gotta set this thing. Oh, the grill. I'm gonna make the best smash burgers in history. Let's go see what Salish is doing.
We gotta figure out all the decorations for the vibe.
Oh, the back door's open. I need to know Salish's plan. What are you doing? That's nice. Ow. Okay, I'm leaving.
No.
Rice, why would you need rice? You're making rice on a grill?
You're not allowed to be out here.
Don't come to my space. No. Salish, no. We're not going
in. They also have a grill. All right, we're not gonna go to each other's spaces.
Okay, here we go. All right, bye. Good luck. I'm gonna win the Matter Cup.
Okay, bruh.
Wait, all right. Did you see that she has a propane tank? Like the gas. I totally forgot. I do not have time. I just said this, I do not. Okay, I gotta steal hers. I'm gonna send her out and tell her there's Uber Eats. She's gonna come out, I'm gonna steal the tank. Hey, Say. Salish.
Yeah?
You have Uber Eats out there.
I didn't order anything, did you?
I just have to use the bathroom real quick.
I didn't order food.
I have to hurry before she realizes there's no Uber Eats.
What did you end up getting?
I didn't get anything.
I have to hide this before she comes back in the house.
Why is there... There's nothing there.
He's looking at my food! Hey!
What?
Stealing my propane tank!
I don't have one. Can I use yours?
You gotta go get your own, and now that we're sabotaging each other, game on, bro.
Salish, what are you gonna do?
I don't know.
I'm behind schedule. Gotta go to Home Depot, get a propane tank really quickly. And who knows what sabotage is waiting for me when I get home.
I had a feeling he was gonna do something like that, so I already have some ideas. But first, I'm gonna bring in the team to help me with the restaurant. Hey! Thank you so much, Del. Thank you, Carson. Thank you. I need a bouncer for my restaurant so that I can keep my dad from getting in the front door. Hi, Mr. Smiley. Okay, basically, you need to be the bouncer. If he tries to do anything, just like...
Use my karate.
Yeah, karate. I have to go back there and set up the restaurant. Thank you so much, Mr. Smiley.
Can you tell me where propane tanks are, please?
Aisle 1.
Easy. I need to hurry up and get that propane tank before I run out of time.
They say aisle 1 and...
Where are the propane tanks? Do you sell propane tanks anywhere?
You can pay for those at the self-checkout.
Oh, outside. Yeah. You think that worker who sent me down aisle 1 is also Team Salish?
We're gonna put bubble wrap down. If he walks, you'll hear the bubble wrap and you'll hear the rock. Rowan, can you help me? Do you see that window up there? Grab a bucket of cold water, and if my dad tries to sabotage the restaurant, pour it on him.
Like, you're saying I can do that to my boss?
Yep.
I'll do that.
He looks a little excited.
Propane?
Yes, propane. Can you give me the extra special win a competition propane tank?
That's the one right there.
There we go. Could you just say Team Jordan?
Team Jordan.
Team Jordan. Home Depot is representing Team Jordan. Okay, how far away did I have to park? These things are seriously heavy. I got a lot to do.
I've got Mr. Smiley in the front, bubble wrap on the side with Rowan, and for the last trap, I'm gonna set up a slip and slide. It's really slippery because of the soap and water. And then, Del, I need you to hold this hose, and whenever my dad comes to try and sabotage us, you have to spray him.
I can do that. I've been waiting to do this.
You just go like this. Del, don't get me wet. No!
I guess that's how you use the hose.
I think she's got it. All right.
What do critics look like? If they're one of these like high-end critics, I'm cooked.
My food is gonna be so good, bro. I'm just gonna put a lot of vegetables and some jasmine rice. Broccoli is pretty easy to cut. Cut the stem off and then cut whatever.
All right, I've got everything I need now. And go check on Sailor, see what she's up to. And... Hey, Mr. Smiley, what are you doing here?
What's going on?
I just want to go see my daughter.
No.
Reservations only.
It's a 5-star establishment, y'all, suit and tie. You know, you got flip-flops on.
This is my house, so I'm going to go in. Sailor hired a bouncer to keep me out of my own house? I have to know what's going on back there. I'm going this way, Smiley.
I ain't seen nothing, Miss Matter.
Oh, way to go. Team Jordan, right?
Yeah.
You never stood a chance, Salish.
Hold on. Hi, my dad.
I think he's trying to come back. He's trying to come back.
Let's go. They're all right around there. He's coming. Oh, what? Go, Rowan! You are so fired!
She told me to.
Do you still want to come? You don't know what else is waiting for you over here.
Game on, Salish. Good thing I got a bunch of clothes in my office, so I'll be changed and back to go in 5 minutes. Game on.
Bruh, cooking is so easy. A lot of salt on it.
There should be salt all over, okay? It's okay if you even get a little bit on yourself.
Now we gotta do the onion.
Remember how to hold the knife, though?
You actually pinch your fingers around the base of the blade, and then you wrap the rest of your fingers around, and that's how you cut.
I think we gotta look at the notes again.
No, I don't, because look, this is how you make the thing. So there's one tower. Oh, I don't even need Nick.
If you call him, it'll get a lot easier, I'm telling
Colin, you. Colin, I don't need help, stop.
She's cooked.
I'm gonna sneak around to the other side of the house and figure out what she's cooking.
Where would more salt be? Wait, go on, my dad's coming. Go, go, go.
She set another trap for me, but this one should be easy.
He's coming, he's coming.
She thinks I'm gonna step on the slip and slide and fall down. Come on, use your head. I'm just gonna pick it up.
You just lifted it up. Okay, go, go, go. Go down, go, down, yeah, down, go down.
No, no,
go,
no,
down.
No, go, man.
Don't try that again, Jordan.
I think I've got a new plan. The best part about it, Salish can't do anything to stop it.
The heck?
All right, I think lighting is really important to the vibe of the restaurant, so I'm gonna hang this light right here. We have to put two round tables right here and the grill right there.
Okay, I got a plan.
How many black t-shirts do you have?
I got a lot, come here. I'm just gonna put the drone over there and I'm gonna see what Salish is doing.
All right, this is the entrance.
Let's go over the roof and now around the other side. She's like tablecloths and tables.
Salish!
What?
There's a drone.
Wait, let's see. They have soy sauce, vegetables. Is she doing freaking hibachi?
Wait, there's a drone.
Who are all these people? Her place has aura. I got no aura out there. She's got a ton of it.
Come on, help me.
Oh no.
How am I supposed to help it?
How do I get it away?
She's trying to knock it down. Oh God, okay, I'm gonna be in trouble. We gotta get out of here because I haven't even practiced my burgers yet, but I know one thing, my restaurant is ugly and hers is beautiful. I thought I had this thing in the bag, but I never even thought about making the patio look like an actual restaurant. I really have to hurry because the customers will be here in less than an hour.
The restaurant's looking so good now. I just have to learn how to cook with the vegetables. The food critic is gonna rate me like on 100. How do you do it with one arm?
Ah! Oh, okay.
It's fine, I'm recovering. Look at how well this is going.
Maybe just call Nick and see if he wants to come.
It's gonna be amazing. I love soy sauce. Do you see how good this looks?
The restaurant opens in like 30 minutes.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Here you go.
It's
no,
fine.
No, no, try it. You have to try it.
Bruh. Maybe stick to everything else, the food, not your thing.
We're at Party City. We gotta hurry because I have to very quickly make my vibe and I don't have time or money for that, so I'm gonna do balloons. And then I'm gonna have them blow them up into here. She's got everybody helping her. I've got nobody.
I think I can do this myself, but Colin convinced me I need to call Nick for help. Hi, Nick. I was wondering if you could cook all my food for me.
Oh, you just want me to do everything?
No, I'm gonna be the host.
I think I could be there in like 20 minutes.
All right, just please go as fast as you can. Thank you so much.
See you soon.
What I just realized is everybody on my team is Team Salish. Okay, I've got Ari. I said it that way because I actually think you're Team Salish too.
I need to practice being the hostess. Rowan! Just pretend like you're a customer, okay? 3, 2, 1. Hello. Like,
hi.
Shush!
Ow, ow, okay.
Here you go.
That's not good service, Salish.
Dr. Pepper or sparkling water?
Okay, I'll have sparkling water.
I'll get you a Dr. Pepper.
Okay, cool. If that's how she treats the food critic, it's gonna be really bad.
You put French vanilla. This is the Salish special Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Salish! Oh, finally! What took so long?
Huh? I made you a dirty Dr. Pepper.
What's a dirty Dr. Pepper? No, that's for me. That's the customer's drink.
It's good.
What'd you put in that?
Thank you.
I do not have much time. I gotta set up my whole restaurant. I don't even know where to start with this. Oh.
I feel bad about what happened earlier.
Yeah.
No, no,
go,
no.
Go.
I'm just gonna give you a few tips.
Thank you, will you help me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I think I could do this. This kind of blocks the whole vibe. I'm gonna take this off.
I'm not cheating, I'm just like looking. Wait, Del, why are you helping him?
Oh, bye, come on, I'm trying to do things. No, 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 okay, Salish. No, I can't make a burger without buns. Wait a minute, look. Ha, ha, ha. Salish is little, from up there she can never get it. I don't have much time before the food critic gets here, so I gotta get back to this. Why is this thing not working? It's not coming off. That didn't just happen. No! That's all you put on a smash burger, cheese and pickles. I don't have any pickles.
It seems like we're in a pickle.
If you lose your cool, bad things happen. Wait a minute, wait right here. I had backup pickles, now they're like half empty. What happened?
These are really good, should I just eat them?
If you eat all of them, he's not gonna be able to make his burgers. Thanks.
Mm.
Customers are gonna be here like any minute. It's ready to go. This is my secret weapon.
Yo, Jordan, what are you doing? Are you good?
Just trying to remember everything I learned.
Oh yeah, you have to take some extra time to remember things at your age.
Ouch.
Team Jordan! Team Jordan! Woohoo!
Wait, why did I get mild cheddar and medium cheddar? What? A Smashburger's American cheese, I'm doing with cheddar. I got the wrong cheese, my ambiance isn't great. At the very least, I can look the part. Grand opening of Jordan's Burger Shack! I should have gotten a sign. I don't have a sign.
All right, the food critic is about to be here, but I need to light all of these candles because that's really important for the vibe. Can you fill this with Dr. Pepper? And we'll have a Dr. Pepper one and a water one.
I can't make gold burgers. This is my secret weapon. Look, it's falling apart. We're not gonna do golden burgers. We're gonna just make a good smash burger and hope Salish just bombs. I'm so sure I'm gonna win, I'm putting the matter cup right where it belongs. Now that the customers are starting to arrive, I would like to announce the grand opening of Jordan's Burger Shack. Don't everybody clap at once. Could you cue like applause sound or something? Clapping for myself. Okay, here we go. Jordan's Burger Shack is now open for business. Every customer is my best customer. But if you're a food critic, just remember like, I really, really need this man. We have one thing, which is a smash burger. I thought I would have time to practice. Did a drone and there was sabotaging and then I saw that she had a 5-star. How about those balloons, huh? Boom. Doesn't that smell great?
Are you just using American cheese?
Did you add any other spices or just salt?
What's the gold flakes on that one bun?
Wow, you guys have a lot of questions. I'm gonna be honest, I wanted to make golden burgers and that fell apart. Here's the secret. I put the burgers too close together. You know what? Okay, I'm just gonna do it. I'm going for it. That looks good to me.
I'm a little worried for you because that one in the middle looks like it's a little too close to the one at the end.
This one right here is really concerning me. I don't think I did it completely right. Why does this keep happening? I think my second round is gonna be a lot better. This is my practice round. Once the cheese goes on, you can't really see what the burger looks like, which is a really good sign for me. Don't look at the bun that just fell on the ground. This is stressing me out. That wasn't a fart. I knew you thought that was a fart. I would never fart. Come on now. Now this is gonna be delicious. My special sauce.
And Chick-fil-A.
No, it's not Chick-fil-A. Sure, fine, it's Chick-fil-A. We're supposed to mask. I forgot the tape. I'm gonna put tape over this and call it Jordan Special Sauce. My first ever Jordan Burger Shack burger goes to, we all know, the critic.
Really good.
Come on. Like actually, come on.
I need something to drink. You have anything to drink?
Jordan, you forgot the drinks.
Oh, you know what's real, and this is what's really special about my restaurant that nobody else does? Bathroom faucet water. You might think it's weird, but
hey everybody, I have Dr. Pepper.
Did you steal this from Salish? I don't mean to brag, it's my restaurant, but I kind of think I nailed it.
I'm gonna go spy on them and see if they like my dad's stuff. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
I saw that you're using my Dr. Pepper.
Well, everybody, thanks Salish for the Dr. Pepper. Give it up to Salish. But don't give her extra credit if you're a critic. 1, 2, 3, Team Jordan.
Team Salish.
Do you happen to have pickles?
Pickles! I forgot about my pickles!
You forgot about his pickles because I ate them.
Thanks.
Needed a pickle, but very good.
I think my burger's getting cold.
I'm gonna get you your burgers right now.
So we're not eating?
It's a lot of work over here!
I feel like the critic is sitting down. I'm gonna try really hard to impress the woman that's sitting.
Are you supposed to put your
hand I'm supposed to use a fork, probably. Look at that, though. Here, I'm gonna give you your pickle. Here's your pickle.
I'm so ready for the crit. I've got menus. Food, bocce, drinks, pink drink, Dr. Pepper, sparkling water.
It says only pink
drink. Yeah, there's sparkling water, Dr. Pepper, and water.
Oh, that's weird. It's like...
Okay, follow the red carpet so you don't get lost in any of it. We've got red, fire, TV.
Wait, what about your uniform?
Shoot.
Do you eat out a lot?
I'm a big burger fan, that's
yeah?
for sure.
Oh, cool. When you eat out, do you like ever sit down and write about what you ate?
No.
All right, well, there you go.
Is it just one pickle?
I've researched it for years. One pickle smash burger is the best smash burger. Hi.
Hi.
You look a lot like a critic, so I'm gonna give you the really special burger.
Yeah, right.
Look how stupid this outfit looks. It looked way different than Amazon. I'm not wearing this, I'm sorry. Here, you can wear it.
Do you have any other options for cheese?
Everybody does American, and I want cheddar.
Okay.
I could have done American. It's not like I forgot it at the grocery store. I only bought cheddar intentionally. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I appreciate you waiting. This is the best burger, except those you guys got the best ones too.
I'll have the pickle on the side to cleanse my palate.
That sounded like a critic kind of thing to say.
This is actually really good. The meat is well cooked. Extra ketchup is my favorite.
I was told these would be golden burgers.
For my grand opening, I didn't want to have a gimmick. Why don't you just have your burger,
okay.
And I hope you enjoy it. But I just want to say, because you're about to go have a 5-star experience, Sometimes simple food is authentic food and it's the best food. Thank you. And please come back to Jordan's Burger Shack. Thank you. Okay, I'm cooked.
It turned out really well. It was cooked. It wasn't raw. I was expecting it to be raw and it was good.
Go, 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 go.
Hi, would you like to be seated?
Yes, I would.
Here's the menu. Everybody come with me.
Thank you.
I think the food critic is the one with big silver hoops.
What does bon moi voir mean?
It means buy my food.
Ah!
You guys can come sit at this table.
Only one thing on the menu. Very interesting.
I've got my eye on three people that might be the critics, so I'm gonna put them in the front and seat them. Excuse me, would you like to come sit at the front with us?
Yes.
Your seat's right over there. Oh, she looks very professional.
Oh. And then there was three.
There is some water in here and some Dr. Pepper in there.
I think we're actually just all hungry here.
Okay. Drinks first? Okay. Everyone settle down. Nick's still not here and I need him to do this.
So what are we having?
We are having vegetarian fried rice.
Okay.
Excuse me one second. Colin, I don't know when he's gonna be here.
Say, you're just gonna have to wing it, dude.
I can't. Let's just go, come on. Hi everybody. I'm just gonna show you the onion tower volcano. Woo! You put one onion. You put two onions. Then the third onion. Woo! Oil, fire. Still not here. All right.
It valiant effort.
Guys, I'm just kidding. Of course I know how to do the onion tower, but that's the coolest thing, so I am saving it for last. But don't worry, I know how to do it. Rice is going in. Anyone want a zucchini? Woo! Nick's still not here.
Nick needs to be here now.
Okay, I know, but he'll come and do the tower for me. I think the critic is the woman in the middle. She seems very stuffed. While the veggies are cooking, I'm gonna do some tricks, okay?
I was literally thinking, that's not what you're cooking with.
No, of course not. So, what I'm gonna do is take this. Don't worry. I see you look a little worried. Where is an egg? One second, Colin!
You're fumbling, dude.
With eggs.
We need Nick now.
I know, I'm not doing very well, am I?
It was a good burger, and like he put on a nice show.
Yeah, and
he was he actually made the food with the show. I don't know what's happening here at all.
Woo! Where did that
come? Oh, come on.
No. It adds flavor.
Oh, I'm exhausted, but you know what? I made the food, they seem to like it, and Salish has absolutely no idea what she's doing.
Oh, hey, Jordan.
Was that Nick? Was that actually Nick? No way!
Nick!
Hey everybody! I actually am the executive head chef of Bon Moi Foie, and I'm gonna be making you some delicious fried rice. Let's get rid of this.
Wait! What are you talking about? You have the best chef on YouTube to cook?
No, you can have a chef! You use my Dr. Pepper!
But
now get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here!
It's not fair! That's not fair! How'd they get the best chef on all of YouTube to cook for Salish for free? It's fair because she's not paying him and we never said you couldn't have a chef. It's just like, why didn't I think of that?
Could we try some of that out of curiosity?
Yes.
Okay, how's that?
Perfect.
Bon Moi Foie has ice in their Dr. Pepper, not like my dad's restaurant. Whoever the critic is, please remember that. Good job. You got this.
I could have called him and asked him, but she did it first.
All right, are you sure this is gonna be good?
I'm gonna make it perfect.
Okay.
And I'm also using my seasoning, so.
Oh, that's good.
That's one of my secret ingredients that I couldn't tell you about earlier. This is gonna give it a boost of flavor that makes a perfect fried rice.
Well, I think they probably want a boost of flavor.
They definitely want a boost of flavor. You should be focused right now on the service.
My hope is the critic realizes that Salish didn't even do her own cooking and somehow that helps me with points. The truth is, it's totally fair that she brought in an incredible chef to cook for her.
I could pop the bottle. How do I take it off? Maybe not at my face.
Here you go.
Yeah! Prosecco!
Sure!
There you go.
In a couple minutes, we're gonna find out who's the critic and who won the Matter Cup.
So So, who's the critic? Are you the critic?
I think that's for us to know and you to
Are
find
you the
out.
Critic? Ooh, you might be the critic.
I'm cooked. You never know, though. I gave them a good time. They're all smiling, laughing. Cue some shots, right? They look happy. And the burgers were good. Smash burger, vegetarian fried rice. I go smash burger any day, even if Nick DiGiovanni is cooking.
All right, dinner is served, and let's give it up for Nick DiGiovanni. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Oh, bye, Jordan.
I think it's the person in the middle, and she looks like she's enjoying it. Oh, she's examining it. She likes diving.
The seasoning's really good, right?
Really good.
This is not bad.
Well, you've had an opportunity to eat at both of our restaurants, and I hope you enjoyed both of them. Now it's time to find out who's the critic, and that critic is gonna make a judgment that's gonna make sure that one of us wins the Batter Cup.
It's gonna be me.
It's gonna be me.
All right.
On the count of three, would the mystery critic please step forward? One, two, three. Oh, no! No! I gave you a bad burger!
You weren't even gonna give me a burger. So we're not eating?
No, round two, here it comes. It's a lot of work over here. Oh!
At least she put me in the front.
I'm cooked.
Hi, I'm Nadia. I'm a food critic for the Food Network and 8 years of culinary. I loved your decor.
Thank you.
I loved what you did. It was
so cool.
Thank you. But when you brought in another chef,
yeah.
I tried your dish, needed some salt. When you put the plastic in it, I was kind of worried. You needed some pepper, but I mean, that was insane, Jordan. I think we have a clear winner.
What?
What?
No way! Actually, no way!
Yeah.
Oh, she's got to give me food for a week. Are you kidding me?
You're not doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't bring in the chef, then maybe.
Colin, this is your fault.
What?
You told me to get the chef.
Yeah, let's call Nick.
Colin!
What? No!
Colin! Colin! You told me to get the chef. Colin! I knew I could do it!
The Batter Cup is mine! I'm eating for free for a week! Let's go, Team Jordan!